This is Abnormal Entertainment.
Welcome, everybody, to the Cinema Head Cheese pod short for American Ultra. This is Kevin Moyers, and yeah, I got to watch this screener. Came to us from, where did it come from? It doesn't matter. I believe it was Lionsgate, one of those. Anyhow, this is a movie that flew under the radar pretty much, and honestly, I think it had a lot to do with the cast. it's kind of, how do I describe it? It's a spy thriller in the vein of, say, the TV show Chuck, which I'll be honest, I never saw, but I get the idea of what it is. Like a guy who has all kinds of spy stuff thrown into his head, and it gets unlocked eventually. I know that's kind of what Chuck was, but again, I never saw it, so I'm going off the commercials and what friends have said about it. But that's basically the idea here. You got the stoner guy played by Jesse Eisenberg, and he has his girlfriend who is played by Kristen Stewart, and he's just, the guy's going nowhere, and his name's Mike. He's going absolutely nowhere. In fact, you start out with Mike and Phoebe at the airport trying to go to Hawaii, and Mike just cannot leave. He's, by going nowhere, I mean literally. He cannot go anywhere. He's having a really hard time dealing with flying or travel or whatever, and you can't figure it out. He's just puking in the bathroom, and she's like, well, this is the millionth time this has happened. It's okay. Whatever. And that's it. That's the way it is. And they go home. And she doesn't seem too upset by it, but still upset. So, I don't know. It's kind of weird. So, that's going on. And meanwhile, sorry, this movie is so, it's just boring me to do the show, apparently. Just kind of hit me. But meanwhile, you see Connie Britton and Topher Grace dealing with this weird situation with the CIA, right? Apparently, she used to be higher up and something happened and somehow Topher Grace got in there and he's just a real cock. Like, just wants to please his bosses by showing he's a go-getter and I'll do this. It's like when you ever work for somebody that thinks they need to be a dick to be the boss. Like, I gotta be tough on my people. I gotta be an asshole to be in charge. Bah, bah, bah. And they don't understand how to fucking deal with people whatsoever. I've been dealing with that for almost, for at least 8 years now. So, yeah, I know exactly how it is. Like, I gotta be an asshole to be the boss, when it's not the case at all. It's just completely far from the truth. So anyway, that's what Topher Grace is. And he plays a pretty good villain, so to speak, in this. And you have a great cast overall. You have Walton Goggins, who you would know as in Sons of Anarchy. He was the transgender woman who ends up dating Tig. What was his, let's find out his character name in that show. He was so fucking great in that. Venus. That's right. Venus Van Damme. So you have Walton Goggins there playing, just a crazy, crazy person. You have, Bill Pullman, who's in a very small role, honestly. So he doesn't matter much to the movie, truly. John Leguizamo, Tony Hale, And just, you know, a few people whose faces look familiar here and there. So you have some good cast in it. And the whole story is Connie Britton is finding out that this experiment is going to be terminated by Topher Grace, and Jesse Eisenberg, Mike, happens to be that experiment. And so she does something to activate him, and he turns into this fucking agent, basically. And it's okay. I think the idea here is to have somebody who you don't think could be a secret agent suddenly becoming one. You know what I mean? This action star kind of thing. And I think had it been cast differently, this movie would have been much better. It just, there's something just dead about Eisenberg and Kristen Stewart. Don't get me wrong, I liked Eisenberg in Zombieland. I thought he was good. I haven't really seen much else with him, honestly. He just doesn't appeal to me. And I have to say, I'm going to bring up the Batman vs. Superman, the new trailer especially. Him as Lex Luthor sounds horrendous to me. And he looks awful in the trailers. And a lot of people shit on the new Batman vs. Superman trailer. Wonder Woman jumps out, like, jumps in front of the two of them as, I guess it's Doomsday, like, shoots this giant laser at Batman and Superman, and they give this, "Is she with you? No, I thought she was with you," kind of corny shit. But, honestly, it looks... It looks better. The trailers look better and better for this movie. Initially, it was like, nope. And apparently, you know, they just decide to keep making these things better. So, I don't know. I'm interested. I'm interested in this movie because I do like the cast. I did like the cast of Man of Steel. I thought the casting was good. The direction was good. The script was the fucking worst thing since Superman 3. And the Man of Steel got progressively worse with time. Just every minute was worse than the last. It got dumber and dumber and dumber. And again, perfectly cast all the way through. You know, and we're going to get Zod back. We're going to get all this shit back in the second one. We're going to get Aquaman and Wonder Woman and all this shit. I have no idea if the goddamn Green Lantern is going to be in there, but it sure as fuck not going to be a... what's his name? Ryan Reynolds. So, you know, I don't know. but yeah, I just, oh yeah, yeah, you're getting the Flash. But I don't think it's the TV Flash. I don't fucking know. But anyway, Eisenberg as Lex Luthor sounds just terrible. Yeah. But anyway, back to American Ultra. He and Kristen Stewart were so horribly just dead in this movie, to the point where I was bored watching an action film. That could have been good, could have been interesting, could have been fun. But god damn it, man, how do you just shit this thing up so badly? And it's, well, but then again, talking about Man of Steel, but Man of Steel is so bad it's good, kind of. It's entertaining. I couldn't take my eyes off of it. Like, I just, like, couldn't wait for the next train wreck to happen with that. And this was just sort of there. It was ultra boring. That's what it was. To give a bad movie reviewer's shitty quote. But yeah, I mean, so many great people in it, and just such a waste. Topher Grace was actually really good. I'll give him credit there. But the two leads, if you could change out the two leads, and again, I get you need that, like, loser guy, but it's supposed to have humor to it, and it had this terrible, almost True Lies ending to it, that was just like, all right, like this has been done before, you know, and well, and now it's just, ugh, the end of it was just like, really? I don't know. But let's take Eisenberg out of it. And if you've seen this movie, maybe you'll agree. Put in somebody who, again, you wouldn't believe is a secret agent or an action star, but comedically would work. Take Sam Levine, maybe. Somebody like that. You know, he's a little dude. If you trained him, maybe you could buy it. I mean, you know, he had his moment in Inglourious Basterds. It was pretty good. You know, I don't know. You have to get somebody who knows how to handle comedy. Kristen Stewart sure as fuck isn't it. I don't know. Just the whole thing. I can see why it went completely under the radar and nobody cared about it. Nobody even talked about it. Nobody talked about how bad it was. It's like U2 at this point. It's just fucking there. Somebody likes it, I'm sure, but I don't know. It was just fucking there. So, I don't know. You don't have to see it. You just really don't. It's not worthwhile. It's not worth wasting, you know. It's one of those, it's what I like to call like a laundry folding movie. You're folding laundry on a Sunday afternoon. Go ahead. It's not going to kill you. You might go, all right, because it wasn't too bad. And again, I'd say for Topher Grace and Walton Goggins, you know, Leguizamo's Leguizamo. He's the same. Look, I'm crazy Hispanic. Like, all right. Tony Hale's pretty good, but he could have been anybody. So, you know, you're folding laundry. You got nothing else to do. Pop it in. It comes on HBO. Sure. Hang around. It's not going to kill you. It's not great, but there you go. It's nothing ultra about it. It's just there. So, there you have it. So, there's your toss on American Ultra and my thoughts on the Superman Batman trailer. So, man, I don't know if I'm going to spend money on that one in a theater. I think my daughter would like it as far as, you know, Wonder Woman being in there and stuff, but yeah, funniest fucking thing to me today, I went somewhere with the kid, and the lady behind the reception desk said, you know, you look like somebody, I can't even fucking say it without laughing, you look like somebody, famous, I don't know, you probably heard it before, and I'm like, no, and, The only famous person I've heard, I've been compared to physically so far in my lifetime has been Brian Hoyer, the quarterback. So that's a thrill and a half. Even though I don't think it's accurate. He just happens to be a bald white guy. So anyway, he's got a fat face. I don't have a fat face. I have a long sort of head shape. Anyway. She says, it's like your mannerisms and stuff. I don't know. You probably heard it before. She's kind of shy about it. It's like some 48-year-old kind of frumpy woman behind the desk. She's like, you look like Ben Affleck. And I'm like, okay. All right. I'll take it. Whatever. Batman. Sure. But it's the most absurd fucking thing. Because I'll tell you right now, I don't look like Ben Affleck at all. At all. But yeah, I don't know if this lady was hitting on me or what the deal was, but it was funny. I enjoyed it, and that made my day. And not in the like, oh, somebody paid me a compliment way. Like, oh, that was fucking hilarious kind of way. So that was that. So anyway, thank you guys for tuning in. Sorry it's been a while since we've done one of these. We've just been working so goddamn much. But Rick has been doing a lot on the site. Check him out. Peggy's been doing a few. I think we got something from Dave up there. Yeah, I don't know. We're gonna catch up a little bit. I'm gonna record a few of these right now and get them posted and get things moving. But we definitely appreciate you guys being here and showing up you know, if you've subscribed, hey, you got this popped up in your box automatically in your iTunes or your, you know, like I use Beyond Pod, or if you use Dog Catcher, Pod Catcher, I don't fucking know. There's a bunch of them out there. Any of these feed readers that automatically download shows, you know, you subscribe to it. We're not as consistent as we used to be in the past. Back when Cam Hurst and I were starting this, we were like crazy rabid dogs on getting everybody on time every week. And blah, blah. And you get to the point where you're like, just fucking ease up. You know, you get people like Dana Gould out there who might do one month and then have one the next month and then have one 4 months later. You know, it's just like you have to do what you have to do. There's real life around this, and you know, I'm just glad you guys tune in, and I do appreciate it. It means a lot to me. It really does that anybody listens to this stuff. So thank you really so much for that. One thing, and I'm sorry about the ums and ahs. It's been a couple weeks since I popped onto a microphone here. But if you are doing holiday shopping on Amazon, please head to cinemaheadcheese.com or abnormalentertainment.com and click through our banners. We have the U.S., Canada, U.K., and I believe France and Germany as well. We have all of those. So check those out, and please do your shopping there. It doesn't cost you anything extra. You know, you get your normal whatever. If you already have Prime, you still get your Prime deals. You still got all of that stuff. If you get a Prime subscription, I think we get a little kickback for that too. So, and honestly, fuck it. Just get the Prime subscription and keep it for the 30 days to ship your shit for Christmas. I did that last year. I don't think I can do it again. But do all of that, and it helps us so much. It really does. Everything you buy gives us a little kickback. So, you know, and I pay for this myself. I'm the one and only on this one. So do that. It's a big help to me. I do appreciate it. And again, it costs you nothing. But anyhow, thank you again. And stick around. I think I'm going to post this Sunday night and get another fresh one on Tuesday. But I have reviews for The 7-5, which is a great police documentary. I have Call Me Lucky, which is a documentary about a comedian you may not know, and directed by Bobcat Goldthwait. It's intense and really good. Barry Crimmins is the guy's name. If you've heard him or Bobcat on different podcasts, you know the story, and you need to see it because there's more to it than I remember in some of those interviews. It's really, it's unreal. Some of the stuff this guy's been through. So, yeah, craziness. But anyhow, I'm also going to review A Very Murray Christmas, which is Bill Murray's Netflix Christmas special. So Netflix, it's kicking ass. It's kicking ass. More and more stuff coming up, and I'm really excited about the future of that and everything they've got going, including a Bill Burr cartoon, which I can't remember the damn name of, but yeah, looks great. So anyhow, thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Subscribe and download back episodes of Cinema Head Cheese the podcast, and read all of our movie reviews and news at cinemaheadcheese.com. Email us at cinemaheadcheese@yahoo.com. Search Cinema Head Cheese on Facebook and tweet us at CIN Head Cheese. And for more podcasts, books, comics, blogs, and videos, head to abnormalentertainment.com.
You've been listening to the Abnormal Entertainment Network.